Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, best. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm your host, Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And it's Friday and people call on a Friday with their dilemmas.
Well, it's been a big week, Rebs. You know, tensions are high. Challenges have built up.
Yep. School holidays start today.
It's school holidays and we're all stressing and the dilemma tree is throbbing with problems.
They're just dropping one after the other. And happy birthday to my sister, Lou.
Yay. Shout happy out. Birthday. Hey, Louie.
Happy 36. What a baby. She's got years till her 40 by 40's due.
All right, calm down. Just projecting much, older sister. Shall we get into our DL's dilemma today?
Hit me with your dilemma-nade.
She says, hi, Gem and Revs. My partner and I have two little kids and are getting married next year. Yes, we've done things in reverse order, but does anyone care about that these days?
Congratulations. Boomers?
Our children have their dad's surname. Before the kids were born, we decided arbitrarily if we had a boy first, they'd take his name, and if we had a girl first, they'd take my surname. We had a boy followed by a girl, and I made the decision to give her his last name too so that the siblings wouldn't have different surnames. Ooh, this is convoluted, this one.
Curly.
So now, after the pandemic and a bunch of other curveballs, we're finally saying I do next year. I am quite attached to my surname. However, I can't help but be seduced by the warm fuzzies of us sharing the same surname as a family unit. Then again, my inner feminist is screaming, why the hell should I change my name? I've had it for 40 years when it's 2024. If I were to change my name, I would keep my last name professionally as a writer. I could double barrel, but the combination of our names does sound a bit weird. I would love to know what your thoughts are on this often controversial topic. I know I should do whatever the fuck I want, and my partner doesn't mind at all either way, but I feel quite pulled in both directions.
She sure sounds it.
Yeah. I've also heard what a nightmare it can be to revert to your maiden name in the event of separation. Please help my juicy dilemmonade queens. Thank you and love, love, love your work. Smiley face emoji. Okay, this DL is unhinged in the best kind of way.
Chaotic.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. A classic wants a little from column A, wants a little from column B.
Like many DLs, she wants too much.
She wants it all.
She does.
All right, girl. Well, you're going to have to literally pick a side here.
Wait, before we get to her surname, can we talk about the wild decision around if we have a boy, it will take dad's surname. If we have a girl, it will take mum. So that decision alone is one tier.
Just gives me a little insight into the kind of couple we're dealing with here.
Yes.
Chaotic.
So chaotic. But then the second tier to this story is that they then proceeded to have a pigeon pair and then didn't follow the rules.
I think it was, we'll go with whoever comes first.
That's what I took. Okay, so that's the rule.
That's how they decided
gotcha.
Which surname to roll with. If we have a boy, we'll go with yours. If we have a girl first, we'll go with mine. And then everyone will follow suit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's down gender lines?
A little bit of that, but also it didn't fall in her favor.
So you like leaving things to fun chance unless it doesn't work out for you.
I want to rig it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Control.
Correct.
Okay.
So well, back to our DL.
Well, for any new listeners, we should declare we have done the opposite here. So you have taken your husband's name when you got married and I have stayed with my maiden name, but then since got divorced. So didn't that work out well?
It did. You didn't have to deal with the admin, babe.
No. So, but you have quite specific reasons why you took your husband's surname.
Oh, it's as simple and basic as I like his surname.
Yeah.
It's shorter. It's easy to pronounce. I went through my whole childhood with a surname that was impossibly long, hard to spell, hard for anyone to pronounce or retain it to memory.
Double barrel,
it's
sort of.
Triple.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually triple. There's two spaces, three different names.
Yeah.
Can you imagine during my HSC year 12 exams when you're filling out those little dots, you know, little X, yep. then to the U. You know, everyone else is finished. They've started the exams.
Yeah.
And I'm still writing out my surname trying to get through to the end.
So it made sense when you had the option of just being a simple Caucasian lady. It was presented to you like, wonderful.
Hun GP.
Let's go with ease.
Yeah.
Is there a romantic part of you that likes the family unit last name, or you don't have feelings that way?
You know, that's a really good question. I think pre-kids, feminist Gem,
mm-hmm.
and let's just pretend my surname was Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Gemma Johnson. I don't know if I would have.
She sounds boring.
I don't mind that surname. I don't have any feeling towards it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would necessarily have leapt to my husband's surname.
Right.
I actually think I would have maybe dug my heels in and been like, no, I'm really content with this. But I have feelings about my very, very long Thai surname. Now, I also carry guilt that I'm not, I guess, almost rejecting the complicated nature of my heritage. And I don't mean complicated by my heritage, it's complicated. I just mean
the literal admin
around the spelling. And then I feel like I'm betraying that, and you know, it's layered because there's beautiful history in my surname.
Yeah.
There's lineage that comes with it, and it is very important to me, and I'll make sure my kids learn and understand that side of their heritage. But I'm too much of a practical Polly in this situation, so I let it go. So assuming my name is Gemma Johnson, I think I would have had pushback. But I do get the unification, warm fuzzies.
You get it.
We are one family unit vibes.
It's nice.
I get it. Feels good.
It's nice. It's lovely.
I like it. Yeah.
Just the same as a wedding. It's a symbol.
Yep.
It's lovely, and it's a signifier and a unifier and all those things.
Yeah.
I guess just like choosing to keep your name is also a signifier, a symbol, a choice, and a kind of a statement, I guess. So you're kind of making a statement either way, aren't you?
Yes.
She said it's 2024. Gosh, there's a lot of pressure now, I think, to almost not take your husband's name.
Hun
in
GP.
Certain circles,
yes.
In our bubble. Certainly it's still the de rigueur in the general population. Have your kids asked you about anyone like not having their mum's surname, or have your kids had that curiosity?
No, I don't think they're of that age yet. What about yours? Because Isla's 9, turning 10 this year.
Oh, it started quite early, my kids asking why I wasn't their surname.
Okay. I wonder if I had a different surname, maybe those conversations would have come to the surface quicker.
Yeah.
But because we all share the same surname, it hasn't been a conversation. Mm. And back to the practical Polly mention, from an admin perspective, it is easier with kids that we all have the same surname.
I've never had an issue having a different surname to my kids. I've never had to actually show the Medicare card at the airport and all these stories you hear that's like, well, it's actually easier because X, Y, Z. No, like enrolling them in school. And I do a lot of that admin, you know, being the person who handles that admin. It's never actually been like, whose parent are you? You know, I've never come across any kind of barrier there.
You have a very basic surname though.
Both of them are very basic.
I didn't want my kids to inherit my last name.
Yeah, so that's the other layer, isn't it? So it's like one layer is, do you take the name, and then what are the kids' names? Yeah, we've talked about this a long, long time ago. I've got dear friends who combined their surname, and so they're Fox and Flood, and they became the Fox Floods.
I mean, I mean, how lucky! Very cool surnames.
Very cool. Somehow cooler together.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
The Fox Floods.
But yeah,
I love that.
If you've got someone who's already double barrel, or someone who's got a very long name, or two names that just don't quite go together. You got to force it, you know.
I know people who merged their surnames
into a
whole new surname.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. They blended that right up and it works as a new thing. So they're sort of starting their own family unit situation, which I think is also very cool.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay. If you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO Beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it, called it.
I mean, I love the Sunkissed Bronze look, obviously. obviously, especially as we're going into the cooler months, Remsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So, DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today. Can I talk to the if we get divorced comment?
Yes.
Babe, look, that's going to be the least of your fucking worries. Mm-hmm. If you get divorced.
This is amazing perspective from you, Revs. Really important.
There's going to be a laundry list of worries ahead of, oh, there's another form. Babe, you'll be drowning in forms, okay? So I wouldn't use that as any kind of data point for making this decision at all. And also, let's hope you don't.
Let's go into this. You're about to get married. That's not forecast a separation.
It's very practical. She's thinking of this from every fucking angle.
Oh, isn't she just? Did you miss it, DLs? Do I need to reread it? I want to hear the maniacism in that read all over again.
No, I think she's clearly just really giving this some thought. I don't know. It's up to you, babe.
Well, to be honest, I think she's made her decision.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because about 2/3 of the way through her essay, she mentioned that she would keep her surname professionally.
Yeah.
So I don't then understand why there's a need to change, to jump ship to your husband.
Yeah, there's no need anymore. Mm. This is the thing about this wave of feminism and all the good choice that comes with feminism is, yeah, then there's more decisions to make. But that's what we want, and that's okay. We can make decisions. But a lot of people keep their name professionally and change their name personally. A lot of people do that because they've built a cachet in that name in their career, and they don't want to sort of start again with that, like especially people who have things like bylines or, you know, accreditations and things like that.
Do you know what my prediction is?
Divorce.
No, that this whole name change discussion is at the forefront of her mind because she is literally staring down the impending timeline of wedding and marriage. Mm-hmm. She'll go through with the wedding and then she'll get to the admin of changing her name to her husband's name. Let's just assume for a second that she's gone, I'll keep my maiden name professionally and I'll join the warm, fuzzy family. Unit name and she'll get to the admin and go, CBF, not today, I'll do it next week. Next week rolls around, CBF, not this week.
Cut to 5 years later,
divorced. and then she stokes, she kept her name.
All's well that ends well.
Correct.
Look, these things don't matter in the way that they only matter to you. And so they matter to a level that you get to decide. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is a dilemma except in your own beautiful brain.
Well, okay, but you know.
But like, no, but there's
don't be reductive. No. She's phoned in for the bestie hotline.
I'm not trying to be reductive. I'm trying to give her permission to not care to the level that she's stressing herself out. Totally. You know what I mean? Like, it's only important in the way that it's important to you.
I thought you were masking the fact that you're like, I don't care about this dilemma.
I care, and I find it very interesting because, like, can I be honest?
Go on.
I think it's getting old-fashioned to take your husband's name.
It is or it isn't?
It is.
Yeah.
I think it's getting old-fashioned, and if Isla decided to take her husband's name, I'd be upset. And it's not even my name that she'd be giving up, you know? It's like,
hang on, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because I know it's not about this anymore. I'm with her and I totally appreciate that it's about the symbolism and the warm fuzzies of becoming a unit. But initially it's about ownership and I don't like that because it's like you get married and then you are a possession of that family from the male line and I don't like it.
How do you feel about a double barrel surname? Because that's very democratic.
Very democratic and you get the warm fuzzies of combining. Yes, I like that.
So I've got family friends who have quite a long double barrel name, feminist mother, but she saw it as let's be completely even. Let's give our kids both of our surnames. And interestingly, the kids have flip-flopped between almost cosplaying in each surname. At one minute, the son chose to follow the dad's surname and the daughter chose the mum's. And actually now both kids have gone with the mum's surname.
Yeah.
They've kind of worn all three versions, the double barrel, the singular in each party. And that's been led completely by the children. And now they have each landed on the mum's surname.
Right. This is another just example of we think we can make all these decisions about our kids' lives and who they're going to be and how they're going to do things. And they are their own individual people with agency and personhood who will make their own choices in life and do what they want. And if you live in a country like Australia or Britain, they're not going to be called any of it. They're going to be called
Revs.
Revs. Chum. They're not going to get a say. You're certainly not going to get a say in what they're called. And they'll do what they want. So this decision, DL, is purely for you. And therefore, I say, girlfriend, do what makes your heart sing, what makes you happy right now. And if you want to change your mind later, it can all be undone.
Permission to tangent.
Go for it.
So in the car on the way to the studio, me, Revs, and producer Kate, we were talking about what our alternative name options were.
Oh, yeah.
At birth.
Yes.
So Revs said she was nearly a Madeline.
Yeah.
And she was like, Maddie Reeves.
I think it worked.
Totally worked.
Yeah.
And mine was Naomi.
And I had to say to Kate, and not Naomi,
no.
Because her mum is British and it would have been Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like it's Megan in England. Not me.
Megan. Even though I'm pretty sure Meghan Markle is Meghan Markle, but because...
No, she's Meghan Markle.
No.
She's actually... Wait, listen.
Here comes your British rule.
No.
Yet again.
It's actually Megan.
Megan, right. But you wouldn't
Reagan.
Know it. But you wouldn't know it because she...
Americans aren't saying Megan.
Okay, fine. But it's not Meghan.
It's not Meghan.
Yeah.
It's Megan.
But you wouldn't know it. She's known now as Meghan Markle because of her, you know, royal ties, obviously.
Fascinating.
Naomi. No. It's not you.
And segueing back to our DL.
Imagine if we were like, hey, welcome to We Don't Have Time For This. It's Maddie and Naomi.
Okay, let me ask you this, Rez. Did your mum have a boy name for you?
David.
David.
Dave Reeves in the house. So Aussie of the 90s.
I don't want to offend anyone who's married to a David.
Yeah, don't, because there'll be millions of them, right, just like Matts.
I will stay impartial then.
Dave's and Matt's a dime a dozen, babe.
Matt was not my boy name option. My mum said if I was a boy, I was going to be Max.
Max.
Max Chumsai. I think that's a sick
name.
That's
a sick name.
She loved the double X, yeah. Max Chumsai.
Yeah, it's very superhero-y. Mm. I like it a lot. Well, Gemma, you will. Wow, they landed on two very generic mid-80s names, Gemma and Kate. Well, that's fun. Listen, I need an update, please, DL. What do you decide to do? We're all now invested. Are you going with the new name? Are you keeping your name? Are you doing half and half? Would you consider a double barrel? Didn't see that in the options.
What about a blend?
What about a blend? And at the wedding ceremony, all four of you can become that new name. That's cool.
Do you know what? I think there's something really special about getting married with your children present.
Me too.
I like the idea of it. In theory, very lovely, very heartwarming, very wholesome.
Mm.
In practice,
if they're babies
annoying,
and toddlers, a bit annoying.
Bit annoying, bit of admin, bit of like, oh, I've got to organize a sitter.
My kids would be great now. Like, yeah. Depends what age the kids are at.
So true.
If I got married again, my kids would absolutely have to be there. It would be a good time.
Hey, DL, we really hope all the plans leading up to your wedding are not as wild as your mind is over your surname.
Oh, I feel you, girl. It's been a chaotic couple of years having kids in the pandemic before you get married. I get it.
But we wish you the most textbook, smooth sailing, easy wedding.
Beautiful,
of the year.
Magical, warm, fuzzy filled day.
And as Revsy said, give us an update.
Yes.
We want to hear what you ended up deciding.
And I feel like this is a poll. I want to know. I am imagining most people took the family name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it that way to be very neutral about it. But I would like to know what we're dealing with these days. You know, how many people changed the name? How many people took the name? How many people double barreled? Let's do a poll.
I wonder if there are some people who initially started in their feminist stance about maintaining their surname and then had kids and felt FOMO because that I feel like that would be me.
Or other way, I wonder if people got married, say, 8, 9, even 10 years ago. And
where it was the done thing.
It was the done thing, take your husband's name. And now they're like, huh, kind of wish I had my name.
Mm.
You know, I feel like that's even more of an option.
Let us know, DLs. We'll put up some polioles on the old Instagram-io.
Wow.
It's a Friday energy.
Make it hard for people to know where to go. That's perfect. Perfect broadcasting.
I think it's time to end this episode and get our weekend started.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll be back in your ears on Tuesday morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.